Hi, it's Brent, WebTennis.net, and got a good question from one of our WebTennis.net subscribers the other day, asking me about a match that I played, a tournament match I played this year, June of 2008, over in Mill Valley at the National Tier 2 Mill Valley, California tournament. And, you know, I lost the first set in this match, 6-love, in probably 15 minutes. I don't think I won more than 4 or 5 points. And I ended up, you know, winning the match 6-4 in the third. But, you know, it's one thing for me to talk all this theory about the mental game of tennis and about, you know, our basic premise is that if you're losing a match, at some point you have to find a way to try to find a different way to lose. And so I just want to give you, you know, just a quick little recap of sort of what I went through in that match and, you know, how it eventually turned around for me and I was able to win it. But just a quick little, you know, history. I'm playing the quarterfinals of this Tier 2 national event. I'm against the number 2 seed, a guy named Frank Zibo from Southern California, who is a very, very strong, you know, top national player. And, you know, I knew I had my hands full, and I was really eager to, you know, at least be competitive in the match. Certainly I wanted to win it. But, you know, in the warm-up, I felt great. It was, I might have already mentioned, it was an 8 a.m. match. So, you know, I did get out there around 7:15 or 7:20. There wasn't anyone to hit balls with, so I tried to at least sort of loosen up, kind of warm up a little bit by stretching and running around a little bit. And in the match warm-up, we started at 8 o'clock. I felt great. You know, we had a nice 10-minute warm-up. I felt real good. And then, you know, lo and behold, once the match starts, I mean, I can't hit a ball in the court. And, you know, the first couple of games is no big deal. You kind of tell yourself, all right, well, things are going to work out. This is an 8 a.m. match. It's probably normal that, you know, I shouldn't be able to come right out of the starting blocks and play well. But, you know, every game of that first set, 6 games, I mean, I just literally couldn't get a ball in play. And it really felt like an out-of-body experience. And, it was kind of comical at one point, but so I lose first set 6-0, literally win 4, 5, 6 points at the most, and I end up starting serving for the second set. And the first thing I do is I go and change rackets. And I know we've talked a lot of it, you know, a lot about, you know, change whatever you're doing, just find a different way to lose. And so I figured if I'm going to lose this match, I'm going to lose it with a different racket. So I go to my bag, I get a different racket out, and for whatever reason, it just kind of makes you feel like you're taking some kind of action to change the flow of things. And, you know, I end up holding serve, and now at least I feel like I'm even. I mean, I'm not thinking that I want to change it in such a way that I go from losing 6-0 to winning 6-0. I just at least want to be even with this guy. And, you know, so changing the rackets for me and then holding serve that first game ends up making me feel like I'm at least even. And, you know, Frank ends up holding serve to make it 1-1. And we play a very long game for that third game, but I end up, you know, I end up holding serve. And that was kind of the moment where I felt like, you know, I'm back on track. At least I'm still even here. And could really sort of sigh a nice, deep, easy breath on that one. And so, you know, I end up winning that second set 6-1. You know, I break in the next game. I hold and break and, you know, end up winning 6-1. And we get into the third set. And, you know, now I can't even remember that I'd lost the first set 6-0. I mean, I'm on such a roll. And, you know, we get up. Or I get up serving at 5-2 in the third, and of course I get broken at love, and I'm thinking, all right, here we go. And he holds, and now it's, you know, me having to change sides and serve at 5-4 for the match. And really, I really just sort of felt like I wanted to do that four-part in-between point routine that I talk so much about, and, you know, not think about, all right, I've lost the first set 6-0, I've somehow flipped the tables and won it second set 6-1, I was up 5-2 in the third, I kind of blew that a little bit, now I'm serving at 5-4, you know, what else is going to happen here? And rather than considering those thoughts, of just really staying true to that in-between points routine that I talk so much about. So, you know, to try to sum it all up here, I just want you to understand that you can lose the first set badly, 6-0, 6-1, you're not out of the match. You know, the thing I should have done, and that I always do in other matches, I make sure I get a good 20 to 30 minute warm-up on the court before my match. And it doesn't have to be right before the match. It could be, you know, a couple of hours before the match. At an 8 a.m. match, you can't always do that. You know, an 8 a.m. match, you know, you really got to make sure you've got somebody who either has another 8 a.m. match, who wants to get out and hit, you know, somewhere around 7:30 or something like that, or find someone else. You know, you got to beg someone, please come out and, you know, hit for, you know, 15 or 20 minutes before this match starts. And I didn't do that. And I think I really paid the price for that with that first set at 6-0. And so make sure that happens. But the other thing is to make sure, even if you get a good warm-up and you don't play well in that first set, it's not over. You've just got to try to change something. If that means changing, you know, rackets, you know, changing a shirt, whatever it is, do something that is different than what you just did. And all you're really trying to do there is just try to stay even. You know, if you're playing against someone who's much better than you are, you know, then that's a different deal. But if you're against someone who you think you should at least be competitive with, or at least you should beat this player most of the time, or if you do lose this player, you know, it's maybe, you know, it's not every time, but you should be competitive. So don't panic, get a great warm-up, and really stay true to that four-part in-between point routine that I talk so much about. If you haven't already done so, I want you to pick up a copy of my recent lesson on the mental skills for tennis. I really think that you'll enjoy it, and I think that you'll get a lot of benefit out of it from being able to not only reverse losing matches, but to also, when you get in that situation where you've won the first set, you know, you're up 5-2 in the second, or you're up a break in the second, how do you close out that match and kind of close the door? All right, hope this has helped. Any questions, Brent at webtennis.net. Thanks very much.